You can go hear what hell's going to be like, and I think I described it pretty well last week. But you're going to die one day, and all of us in here, the paper said this morning, 100% of us are going to die unless we get raptured. And so, where will you go on your second death? Some will be excluded. It's going to be a holy city. If you're not holy, you won't be there. Number three. Well, you know what? Before I go to number three, I made some notes I want to talk about. Those who do not have a personal relationship with Christ will not be in the new heaven. Let me say it again. Isn't that right? Those who do not have a relationship with Christ will not be in heaven. Recently, I met a man at a grocery store, and I asked him how he was spiritually. He said, "I'm a Christian." I said, "Really? That's cool." I said, "You have a testimony, or what's Christ doing in your life?" He said, "Well, I go to church." I said, "Man, I do too, and that's awesome, but what's God doing in your life?" He said, "Well, I go to church." So we sat down at a desk there, and I said, but if you're a Christian, there's more to it than just going to church. Where do you go?" He goes, "Well, I'm not really going right now." Yeah, he went on Easter last year. And I said, "But sir, come on, this is a holy place. And you might as well get holy now to prepare to go there. Hear what I wrote in my journal. Only the holy will be there. The wicked, the selfish, the sinful people, all who are too busy for Christ, and all those who did not receive Christ won't be there. It's a holy place. Only the holy." I think there's a song like that. Number three, heaven is going to be a God-inhabited city. Hear me when I say this. Heaven is going to be a God-inhabited city. See, the lack of the presence of God, I believe, is the worst torment in hell. I think hell, when I preached about it last week and when I really thought about it some more, I think hell, the biggest part of hell is the lack of God. The lack of being able to be in the presence of God is the torment that will be in hell. And so we know that heaven will be a God-inhabited city. Little phrase I want you to maybe ring through in your ears today. No Christ, no God, no hope. If you have no Christ, you have no God, you have no hope. The world today that I'm looking at has no hope, meaning they have no God, meaning they have no Christ. Backwards, forwards, you get that? I look out today and I don't see a lot of hope in the world. When I see these kids that I'm protecting my kids from over at the mall, I don't see any hope. All I see is just, I don't know what I see. I can't contemplate what I see. But I don't see God and I don't see Christ. Heaven is going to be a God-inhabited city. Look around today. The hope is gone from the eyes of many people. 2 Corinthians 4:4, which I quoted in my prayer. In their case, the god of this world, that is Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel and of the glory of Christ. Wow. Pray that God today would open the eyes of the people that they would be able to claim Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you, and he will not leave you or forsake you. Praise God. Praise God. Imagine being in a place where God is there all the time in full manifestation. Number four, heaven is going to be a happy city. H-A-P-P-Y. Heaven is going to be a happy city. A happy city. I want to say it again. Don't you love to be around people that are happy? Good. Some of you don't. Some of you like being around unhappy people. Some of you like being around Dr. Dry as Dust. See if you're listening. I went to seminary with that guy. Hope this isn't taped. I just love sour people. I haven't heard that lately. I just love critical people. No, we want to be around people that are full of the Spirit and they're happy. Happy. Verse 4 says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. 21 verse 4. And death shall be no more, neither there shall be no mourning, no crying, no pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. No sickness. Hear this. No hospice. No hospice. No disaster. No suffering. No relationship suffering. No sorrow. No disappointment. Heaven is a happy place. So why don't we do this today? Let's practice being happy. Let's practice and let's all smile and practice and say H-A-P-P-Y happy. You ready? H-A-P-P-Y happy. All right. Three of us got it. Amen. perpetual happiness. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Are you ready for that? I can't wait for that. Can you imagine every day entering His courts with thanksgiving and praise? Hallelujah. Happy. I like happy people. And I try to stay happy too. Number five, heaven is going to be a beautiful city. It's going to be a beautiful city. Heaven will be beautiful. Verse 9 says, then came one of the seven angels. This is a long part of the scripture. I want you to hear this though. Then came one of the seven angels who had seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke to me saying, come and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. That's the church, people. That's me and you. He's showing us. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And the Bible says its radiance was like a most rare jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates. And the gates had 12 angels. And on the gates of the name of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed. That's referring to the tribes of Israel, which is Old Testament. And on the east three gates, and on the north, and on the south, and on the west gates. And the wall of the city had 12 rock foundations. And on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. New Testament. New Testament. And on the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold, and to measure the city and its gates and its walls. And the city lies four square. Its length, the same of its width. Heaven is going to be the same this way as this way. The length as its width. And he measured the city and the gates and its walls. And he measured the city with his rod, 12,000 stadia, which means 1,500 miles in length. I know for a fact that if you get in a car in Queen Creek at the Circle K and fill up with gas, drive up through Payson and get on 40, and when you hit Memphis, that's 1,500 miles. And it's 30 hours. All right? Give you a, that's one wall of heaven from here to Memphis. And then go up that way to Canada, and then that way. And that's how big heaven is. It's 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles. Go 3,000 miles what? That's right. That's right. Stay away from the oil. That's how big it is. And he also measured its walls 144 cubits by human measurement, 72 yards thick, which is also an angel's measurement. Kind of cool. The wall was built of jasper while the city was pure gold. This is going to be beautiful, clear of glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. Jasper, sapphire, agate, emerald, onyx, carnelian, crystallite, beryl, topaz, chrysoprase, and jacinth. And the 12th was amethyst. Verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the streets of the city were pure gold, transparent as glass. As I thought about this, how unlike where we live now, amen? This place is going to be beautiful. Heaven is a beautiful city. And one day, if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you'll be in that 1,500 by 1,500 city. Number six, heaven is going to be a Christ-centered city. Christ-centered city. It says in verse 22, and I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need for sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Anybody ever flown at night, coming into Phoenix at night, and you see all the lights, and how beautiful it is? That's nothing compared to what heaven will be lit up by God, by Christ Himself, the Lamb, the Bible says. No sun, no moon, just radiance coming out, a glow, if you will. Often, years ago, when I was flying quite a bit on the 4th of July, I always tried to rent a plane and take the wife up above the firecrackers, you know, and look down at the fireworks as they come up. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I recommend you do that sometime. You pay and I'll fly. All right. It's going to be unbelievable, and it'll all be Christ. Tom, you've probably seen a lot of that as a pilot. But they were SAM missiles, yeah. Not quite as fun as when I do it. All right. Number seven. Heaven is going to be a glorious city. The glory of God. Get this word. Everybody look at me. Glory. the glory of God. Romans 3:23 says that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory, or the glory of God. You and me have fallen short of God's glory. But when we get to heaven, there'll be glory. It's going to be a glorious city. Look at verses 24 through 26. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of all nations. Let me put it to you this way, in today's translation. There'll be no locked doors. There'll be no thieves. God totally capable of taking care of His people. That's what glory is. God totally able to take care of us in this city. No bad guys. No creepy people at the mall, I called them. You know, it's 115 out and they had black coats on. And they were just scaring me. They didn't really say anything to me, but they were just scaring me. And there's nothing wrong with, I guess, I don't know. I just didn't understand it. It was creepy to me. And all the cops that were there. This is going to be a glorious city in heaven. Praise God for that. People will understand who He is. And number 8, heaven is going to be an exclusive city. Here's where everybody needs to pay attention. Heaven is going to be an exclusive city. Not everyone will be there. Not everyone will be there. When we look around today, not all of us may not be there. It's exclusive. Verse 6 says, "And he said to me, 'It's done. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. And to the thirsty I will give from the spring of water of life without payment.'" Verse 7, The one whom conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God. I will be his God, says God. And he will be my son. We will be joint heirs in heaven. We will be his children up there. I ask you today, have you received Jesus as your Savior? Are you, and do you know, that if you died today, that you would spend eternity in heaven? Do you know that you know that you know that you would spend eternity in heaven? Do you know that? And if not, what is holding you back from doing this today? The Bible says we need to do this. John 1:12 says, "As many as received Him, to them they became sons of God," or the right or the privilege to be called sons of God, heirs of God. Won't you do it today? Won't you do it now? Won't you receive Him so that you too can go to heaven? Jesus lived, died, and rose again so that you could be free from sin and enter heaven. Do you believe this? I, your pastor, do. I believe this. The Bible says in John 14, and I'm going to say this in closing, if Paige, you want to come up and get ready. The Bible says in John 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house is many mansions. And if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know where it is that I am going," says Jesus. But Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one," hear me today, "no one will enter into heaven," said Jesus, "but through me." Except through me. Amen. Jesus can get you to heaven if you call on Him. Heart Cry is a church that wants to reach and teach men and women, boys and girls, for Christ. Because now you've seen at Heart Cry heaven and hell. We choose heaven. I ask you today, with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, do you know that you know that you know that you would spend an eternity in heaven? I believe that Christ is coming soon, and not to scare you, but to just give you knowledge. I believe that very soon Christ will come and call His church what I call the rapture. And my prayer today is that everybody in here would know. Father God, we lift You up today. The Bible tells us that if we lift You up, all men will be drawn to You. So, Father, Jesus, today I lift You up. And I pray that You'll draw all men to me. I pray for men and women, boys and girls in this place today, that they would not leave here without knowing that they know that they know that they would go to heaven. Father, move amongst us today. Give us courage, boldness. Give us the freedom to receive You today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Will you stand with me as we sing?